What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And man, we're on a wedding dress kick here.
I'm sitting here amazed that I did all this work
on this
dress.
Are you feeling really good about yourself?
I kind of almost am feeling like foolish. It's only got worn for a couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
But it was a great sample in its day, too.
Well,
I guess it still is. How many crystals?
Oh, my God. No, it is ridiculous.
No, I know there's like 500 crystals on it. And, you know, the bodice is more heavily crystallized.
Embellished.
Yes,
yeah.
Embellished. The skirt. It's very sparse.
So I'll just, you know, intro to anybody who, you know, hasn't listened to the last episode maybe, but we are talking, it's Fancy Month. It's June of 2018 and we're doing Fancy Month. And the last episode we recorded was my wedding dress, and my wedding dress in comparison to Hillary's, which we're discussing today, is quite simple. And still, when Mom and I were looking
back... Well, it looks simple.
Well, yeah. But construction-wise, though...
It's not the big, long... Yours
no.
wasn't... You know, this is the long dress.
No, yeah, you definitely, you know, had to... No matter your experience level, you would have had to put more time into this Hillary's dress.
Well, Hillary wanted to get married in a church because she wanted the acoustics.
That's right.
Okay?
And Mallory didn't get married in a church.
And she had, she's a music major, and she had her professors performed at her wedding. So they were all about the music, the acoustics, and all this.
Hey,
so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
So it required a different type of dress, in a sense. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it was more, I don't know. Also, she was just out of college. I think. This was 10 years from yours. They were 10 years
yes,
apart.
Yes,
2002, big dresses were really in.
Yes.
So, I don't know, the corseted top was really in.
Well,
you know.
What I wanted to say was, my teacher married us.
That's
right. I mean, I know that they were married by a clergy. But,
well,
yeah, my
but their clergy was the husband
of
the
professor. Yeah,
right.
So that's funny that our teachers were involved, both of those. So let's just describe.
You also both had like a lot of teachers at your wedding.
Yes,
a lot of professors
we did.
And
yeah,
things, yes.
So we got
your mentors.
Hillary and I are like 10 years apart in age, and then we've done everything.
The wedding was 10 years apart. The first child was 10 years apart.
Yep,
right.
I graduated, though, a little earlier.
I delivered you 10 years apart.
There you go.
Yeah, you had been out of school longer than her.
Yes.
You'd been out of school a couple years?
No, just a year.
A year.
Well, no, 2 years before I got married. But
yeah.
I
Hillary had just graduated like six
weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That was an awful
idea. That was terrible. It was a big year.
No, I'm just a lot of events
it
all
was
at
a big
one time,
year.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Hillary's dress, like Mom said, it has this structured boned top to it. It's right. a two-piece ensemble.
And
okay.
I explained to Hillary
yeah.
if she wanted the corseted top,
mm-hmm.
and she believed at the time she wanted it strapless, I said it needs to be two pieces.
Oh.
So that the corset isn't trying to hold up all of this skirt on the bottom on your body.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in this theory, so that the bride is more comfortable and the top isn't being pulled. You know, another thing about those strapless gowns, I don't know, we should do like a study on this. How many people step on your dress?
Yeah.
And it pulls it right
well,
down.
And we
besides are, you stepping on your dress.
We're going to talk. Yeah. That might be like the whole subject of our. We're going to talk. We're going to do an episode on making your own wedding dress and on when you're trying
design
on.
Design decisions and all that.
All sorts of right. things. And even for purchasing a wedding dress.
Right.
Okay.
Or any formal dress almost.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. Any formal wear.
Or a dress for any special occasion.
So it has this top that has all this boning in it.
This is a boned corset.
Okay.
Yeah, a bone top.
Now, okay, do you call this a corset?
Well, I call it a corset. It does not have a
laced
corseted back.
Right.
Okay. It does have the covered buttons all the way down the back with the loops. But you can see what I did underneath.
It has the hooks and eyes.
It has the hooks and eyes underneath. And also what's funny about them is they're put in
Backwards.
So, and the way it's constructed so that you can hook these, and she has a facing against her skin. See?
That's right.
So all of this was made for comfort. Again, I have a child here that wanted it. She wanted the acoustics of the church, but she wanted to her reception to be on our land.
Right.
Okay.
On our property.
On our property. So here it was July in Missouri. And very worried about people sweating and being hot. And I don't know if you've listened to the previous episode to this, but Hillary got married in July, and it was cooler than when Mallory got married in May.
That's right.
And so nothing turns out like you think. Nope. My husband had built all these, like, what we call cage fans to have in the yard and all this to keep it cool, and we were actually quite cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Right.
I remember that wedding because I was like 12 and I was a bridesmaid.
Yes.
And we're not going to talk about the bridesmaids' dresses today, but that's another thing. So the skirt on this dress, this was kind of a saga. So we have this very structured top. Let's come
right.
back to that in a minute and talk about the construction techniques on the top. But let's talk about the skirt real quick because she waffled a lot, right?
Oh,
you didn't
my gosh.
Know what this was going to be.
We were going to do a straight skirt. Then we were going to do a mermaid skirt. Then we were going to do a this or that, you know. And then, no, she thought maybe she needed a train. Oh, she didn't like trains. So we did what is called a sweep train.
Uh-huh.
Which means it's just a little bit of stuff in the back that just sweeps the floor.
Right.
So it's not long. You can almost barely tell it's there.
Right.
Okay. Which was lucky for me because she was getting married on Saturday. I had the corseted top finished, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, this corseted top is full of machine embroidery.
Let's talk about embellishments.
The embellishment on the dress is calla lilies. So the dress is white silk, which is never white. I feel like this has like a green cast to it. I've always
Sometimes,
said that.
Yeah.
yeah. So it's never, silk is, a natural white silk is more of a natural color. And then I remember I did not digitize these calla lilies, but I did edit them and everything in software and made them different shapes and whatever.
Yeah, compositions
right.
and whatnot.
The embroidery is not symmetrical.
Right.
I ran that by her because that was my choice. Because if it's not symmetrical, everybody, you don't have to worry so much about the placement.
That's right.
You're not worried about exactly where everything is. And I believe the non-symmetry in this is part of what makes it really pretty.
Yeah.
So it's not really a white-on-white embellishment. There was a thread, and I believe this thread at the time was called salsa. It does not exist anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it was not a true variegated thread, but it was a thread that had a speck in it.
Yeah.
So this was a white thread, and it had little specks of like green and coral and
blue.
I'm sure we still have
I'm looking at
yellow, I think was in it.
Yeah, it has all sorts of colors.
Little bitty and very sort of these were pale, you know, colors that I'm talking about. There's actually two salsas in there. One is a white. Can you tell?
Yes.
And then one is an off-white, which is the center.
Right.
Okay. So it's not true white on white. There's some color. She always said she wanted color. And then when it came down to it.
She didn't really want color. Yeah.
And then the greenery is, believe it or not, that's a pale green.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very, very, very pale green.
So there are calla lilies embroidered on the bodice.
A lot.
Quite heavily embroidered, okay? And then there are Swarovski crystals. And what are those called? Are those called the diamants, that shape of like the two...
The cone, like?
Yeah, two cone, or I might be wrong on that shape. But those are all the Swarovski crystals up there. And then on the skirt, there are not as many calla lilies. In fact, there's some like, you know, there's lots of white space on the skirt.
There is.
It's more concentrated near the hem and in the train.
Right.
And on the train, you have all these bugle beads on here. Are there bugle beads up here?
There are some bugle beads on the top, a few, and they're within the flowers.
Okay.
And if you'll, okay, she said no pearls, but I snuck in these little seed beads, okay?
Yeah, they look pearly.
That are the stamen in the calla lilies.
Uh-huh.
So I ran out of crystals. Okay.
Don't whisper things
I
on the pipe.
I ran out of crystals.
There you go.
I ran out of crystals. In fact, there's a few non-Swarovski.
What? These aren't all Swarovski crystals?
She didn't listen to this.
Okay.
So when I got to the train, I thought, everybody's going to be just stepping on this anyway. So I went ahead and snuck some in that were just plain old glass stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are, I can't wait to take some pictures of this. And I do want to bring up real quick, you know, the most recent royal wedding that happened,
go ahead.
And I just want to say, this dress, when photographed for the wedding, I don't think this dress comes across quite as stunning as when I'm going to take these detail shots.
Right, when you get the detail shots.
And like when you saw the dress in person.
Right.
So I feel like, you know, some people were a little underwhelmed by Meghan Markle's dress.
Right.
And I don't really have like a super strong opinion on it in my brain right
now. Well, you know, you can't see the character of fabric generally in a wedding picture.
And especially in a white dress.
Well, hers was really white.
Yes.
It was stark white, and that's really hard.
A lot of that gets lost in the photographs. It does. Especially photographs that aren't just about the dress. Those photographs were about like, oh, there's, you know, Harry and Meghan. Right. Da, da, da. So I just... That crosses my mind when I see things like that.
Your dress photographed much better than Hillary's, that's for sure.
And it's because it was just like a little not white. You know, it's still a very pale color.
There was more depth in the color of yours.
That's right. And so, you know, really the wedding photographs of Hillary's wedding, I don't think did justice quite.
Well, you didn't. I mean, it looked good on her. I just don't think you saw the detail.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we're interested in on this podcast.
Right. That's
what
we're talking about.
So go ahead. I'm sorry. You're going to say something. I was talking to. Maybe you got that in. Do you want to talk about construction techniques?
Because you made me forget what I was going
to
say.
Okay. Well, we've got to talk about this hem because it looks like there's not a hem on this dress.
Yeah.
Look, it just looks like.
It's horsehair.
Like the beautiful satin just decided, it just decided of its own accord to fold up and be beautiful. I know that's not what happened.
So.
But that's what it looks like. But go ahead. Do you remember what you're going to say?
I do remember what you interrupted me about.
I think you were trying to interrupt
me. We were both interrupting each other. And I didn't write it down, and usually I do. But it was about the whole skirt thing when you were saying the dress was sort of, or the skirt was a big question. And she kept going, wavering, and then she also did not want the Cinderella skirt, the big poofy.
Poof, yeah.
She, too, had performed, worn a lot of formal wear, worn a lot of glitz. I think, you know, it wasn't like, this is my only time to wear a big dress.
Right, right.
So She wavered between a straight dress, a straight skirt. Ugh, I can barely talk. A straight skirt and all this, and then an A-line, and then this. And like I said, we decided. But the decision was not. She was getting married on Saturday. And I told her, if she had not decided by 10 o'clock Wednesday morning what skirt she wanted, I would be making that decision.
Right.
So I do believe she decided about midnight the night before, that Wednesday, that Tuesday night. She said, yeah, I think I want some volume, but blah, 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 you know. So I made this assuming we could or could not put also a
like a petticoat under a crinoline.
A crinoline under it, because we had many crinolines, mind you. And guess what? I had to make a crinoline in the end. I had how many crinolines here at that time? Probably 20.
But nothing was quite right.
I had to make one. So at the last minute, I was making a crinoline like on Friday night, I believe. So anyway, this is what I call a cone shape
skirt.
It is four panels. There's two side panels and a front panel and a back panel.
This really makes for a beautiful
shape. So there's four seams.
Yeah.
And then there's no, like, true back seam or true side seam.
That's right.
Where you would think you would put the zipper.
Right.
So where do you think I put the zipper?
In the back.
I did. I put it in a side back seam. So the zipper is off center in the back. And it's also invisible.
I can't even find it. No. Well, this, so when you say that there's no side seam, if you can imagine, this gives a really lovely look over the hips.
Yes.
And at the side view. And how do people look at people in a lot of weddings?
Right. And you look at the back of the dress when
and
you're getting married.
And the side, though, too.
Yeah.
And so the back and the side.
Right.
And it really gives a smooth look here. So the back panel is where that, what'd you call it, sweep train mm-hmm. is, and the back panel is lined.
Yes, with the same lining that's in your bodice.
That's right.
It's a cotton damask.
It's yes. The same lining that's in the bodice. Man,
right.
Keep that. This is why you don't
I
get
love
rid
this
of fabric.
Well,
everybody.
That's I had two bolts of that in two different designs, and I love it.
So the back panel is lined in that, but the other panels are not lined.
No, the lining is free underneath it. Like the lining of the skirt.
There you go.
It's from the waist and hangs free. So there's basically sort of a double lining
on that back
panel. The back panel. So the other one, you know, hangs free, and the back panel is lined.
The lining on this dress looks like it's like a poly.
It is a poly.
Now this makes it slip around nicely on the crinoline, right? Sort of.
And that that's exactly why I did that.
Yeah.
All of the bridesmaids' dresses, and I believe Roberta's dress, most of the dresses I made were lined with cotton.
Uh-huh.
Because we were going to be outside, and silk is hot, and mm-hmm. polyester is unforgiving also. So, but I knew this might be the only thing that was underneath this dress.
Right.
And it was full enough that I did not believe the cotton was going to give it a good enough look. If she was going to wear it without any crinoline, I wanted it to stand on its own.
Right.
So I wound up with that polyester lining.
Right. So let's take a little break here, and I want to come back and talk about this horsehair hem, because it is dreamy, everyone. I cannot wait to photograph all this. It's a nice sunny day. I'm going to do the photography for the zine and get this all going. Okay, let's take a short break. Everybody, it's Mallory here in your message break, and I just want to make an announcement or a disclaimer or whatever we're supposed to call it, that we are going to start using affiliate links as a way to get support for the podcast and for our website and everything like that. Mom, do you know what an affiliate link is?
Okay, she's affiliating me with something, and I have no idea what this is about.
Yeah, I totally, like, used, you know, our tax ID number to, you know, da-da. So what an affiliate link is...
I'm going to wind up, like, in jail and not know what I'm being charged with. Is that right?
Probably.
Okay.
No, because we're disclaiming it right now.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Affiliate links...
I'll just need a lawyer. I won't go to jail.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and we'll make money from the affiliate links to pay for the lawyer.
So Dee Dee's going to need to keep her butt out of jail.
No, we're doing it all right. Okay, so here's the deal. Affiliate links are links that we post that maybe to Amazon or to other products on other platforms. And when you click through and you buy things on Amazon or you subscribe to something, you know, that we're an affiliate for, we get a kickback. Okay.
Oh, we make money?
Yeah, we make a little bit of money. And what's really cool about the Amazon thing is, you know, we make the kickback on everything you buy. So
if they buy a refrigerator, I can make money on it?
That is correct.
Hey, everybody, buy a refrigerator.
No, we're not. Okay, so that's something we're not supposed to do, right?
Oh, we're not supposed to. So now I am going to wind up in jail.
So the terms of service, though, I just want to let you all know, is that we have to disclaim, like, hey, we're an affiliate for this or this. You know, when we share this tracing paper from Amazon that has free shipping, this is an affiliate link. You need to know that I am not just innocently recommending this. And we will get a kickback on that. So you're going to see some of those in the group. It's never going to be crap that we don't like.
I was
going to
say,
like,
even though we could endorse crap,
we won't.
We're not going. We're actually going to maintain our ethics.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to find you things at places that ship fast. We're going to recommend products that we really enjoy using. If you've ever ordered something from us, you may have noticed that Mallory's not the most organized shipper and packer. So we are going to play to our strengths and really focus on creating the podcasts, the videos, the online classes, and allow other businesses that are really good at shipping things to ship things to you. So just be aware that we will be using those affiliate links. There are lots of ways to let you know. I can just say, this is an affiliate link. Or sometimes people use hashtags. And I've been getting really creative and using, and it's been a lot of fun already in the group. So just heads up, we're going to be doing that. And if you click on an affiliate link, know that if you purchase something, you'll be supporting SewHere.com. And we so appreciate it.
Good idea, Mal.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. And like I said about this hem, so I haven't taken a real close look at this, and I don't know exactly what I expected, but so I just want to describe for everybody. You look at the bottom of the dress, and you get all the way to the bottom, and there's no stitching line. Okay, there's no stitching line on the hem of this dress, and there's no stitching line like 4 inches above it either, right?
Thank God.
There's no stitching line. It is beautiful. It is very stable, you know, like Mom said, there was a crinoline under this dress, but the dress also sort of need to kind of like stand out, you know,
right,
like flare, you know, a bit.
Like I said, it's a cone shape.
Yeah. So the bottom of this cone, you know, you didn't want it to look like it's fallen down, right, or be wrinkly or, you know.
And because she kept going between the two straight skirt, this really was nice because, like you said, it hung from her hip and then just went out. So she just, it was a small
little bit of fullness.
And the flare was good. It was a big church. So, it helped fill.
Well, it's easier to walk in a skirt like this than
yes,
a straight skirt,
absolutely,
too.
I mean, absolutely.
Now, Hillary is tall, and a straight skirt would have looked very nice on her. I can understand
yes,
why
but
she was
I guess
considering
the other thing
that, you know,
that came into play is she wanted to wear, she wore ballet shoes. You beaded them for
her. Uh-huh, yeah.
And she wanted to wear ballet shoes. She wanted to be flat because Josh is just, 3 inches taller
than
her?
Yeah, is he not very tall? Okay.
No, he's like 5'10 and a half, 5'11", and she's 5'7 and a half.
Right.
So, you know, she did not. And she wanted to feel secure.
Yes.
She's not a heel person.
I'm a heel person.
Yeah. She was never a heel person.
I'm a heel person. So
right,
this hem, let's describe how you did this hem. Okay? So you made the dress.
I made
the dress. Okay. You put it on her, right? Made sure it was the right length.
Yeah. She stood on the coffee table your dad made.
Yep.
That was always our pedestal.
Okay, and then
what? The ground coffee table.
And then you got out this material here, right?
And it's called horsehair.
It's called horsehair.
But it's made out of polyester.
Yep.
Used to be made out of horsehair.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things used to be made out of horsehair. Horsehair was used as a stiffening in many, many fabrics, upholsteries. It was even put in plaster to strengthen it, okay,
yeah.
at one time. And the reason they used horsehair was it was natural and it dyed well and all this. Okay.
And there were lots of horses around.
And there were lots of horses that they could rip their tails off.
Right.
And, and so they wove it into this sort of thin, braided, but strong
yeah.
strip.
Yeah.
Now, horsehair comes in various widths.
Right.
This looks like it's 3 to 4 inches.
Yeah.
It comes in as much as an inch. Okay.
As small as an inch. And I think it comes wider than this 4, don't you?
I don't remember. It might be in 6. It might come in uh-huh. 6. I can't remember. In ready-to-wear, you'll see the small. So, and there's usually a gathering stitch, I believe, on one side. It may be on both. I cannot remember. But a not stitch, but a gathering thread.
The lovely thing about this horsehair, right? We've described this skirt to you. The hem is not straight.
Right.
And, it's curved.
And you're right, this dress is a cone, so obviously it gets smaller as it goes
up. That's right. That's right.
And especially if you're up 4 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, it could get a lot narrower. So the horsehair, the way it's made, like Mom said, like braided, it becomes this flexible mesh
right.
kind of, right?
Right. And it's a stiffening.
Yeah.
So you sew it on the hem or the bottom of the dress
uh-huh.
at the raw edge, and you just fold it up.
Yeah.
And then you do tack it.
Hand.
If it's this wide, you have to tack it.
Sure.
So, you know, hand tack it. Well, and you also have the, you know, you can pull that thread and gather it at the top so that it matches your shape.
Yes. So I'm holding it in my hand right now, and when I look at the wrong side of the
right.
dress, like I turn it over, I can see the top stitching where you've got the horsehair attached
right.
to the bottom of the skirt where the
right.
raw edge was, and then I see that little gathering
yes,
thread.
It's there.
Where, like Mom said, you start to go up a cone, it becomes narrower,
right.
and you can, you know, pull that to make it match the shape of the dress, and then you have hand tacked this. Now, I would imagine it was pretty easy to hand tack it on this back panel that has this extra lining
right.
in it.
Well, and that's where I knew it was going to get flipped. Was
right.
on the back where it fell onto the ground.
Yes.
Right.
So, but then these other places, when we come around to the front, to the other three
yeah.
panels of the skirt, Mom had to hand pick this into the skirt. And, you know, if you can imagine that fabric is not really a two-dimensional thing. It's three-dimensional, right.
right?
She has slipped her thread in between the threads that make up this fabric.
A couple places I think I actually placed a crystal on there to hold it also.
Great
How
idea.
Smart am I?
So
yeah.
this hand picking would not have worked on, if you listened to the last episode, my charmeuse
right.
fabric.
Right.
Okay. My charmeuse fabric is way too thin. There's not really a great way to try and get between
right.
the threads of that fabric.
Exactly.
Okay. Whereas this has a little bit more dimension to it. Putting a crystal over it, that's so smart. I don't know why.
So smart. Here's what you'll see in ready to wear. You won't see the horsehair. You
yeah.
may feel it. It will be, a lot of times it will be between the lining. I had my reasons for not doing that because of
bulk?
No, I wanted that thick stuff.
Uh-huh.
I wanted that's a little bit more difficult to put between two linings.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now the smaller, maybe 1 inch, 1.5 inch, you'll see in ready to wear. You won't see it. You'll feel it.
Yeah,
between the lining and the bottom layer, and that's how they hem. That's how you hem a lot of ready to wears. The lining is attached all the way around on
right.
the bottom. You don't have to tack up that 1 inch or 1.5 inch because you don't have the degree of difference
yes.
as when you have the 4 inch.
The wider
So that's
braid.
Why the 4 inch I can see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So this hem is phenomenal. I just want to
well,
say.
Well, yeah, I think so.
I mean, it really looks lovely. Now, when we look at it kind of, we're real close up, I can see some of those hand picks. But
Well, you're holding it up.
Yeah,
in
no,
your
I'm
face.
Like I'm like looking at it, you know, real close. But right. when it's far away, you don't. So if you're hand picking, you know, you can't be, you know, don't be too hard on yourself, I guess, for something right. like that is why I wanted to say that. I didn't want to be like, well, mom's not perfect. No. You've got the invisible zipper in here. The waistband is a thin waistband on the skirt. Mm-hmm. What is that? An inch and a half or an inch?
I think it just has cotton organdy in it, and that's it.
Cotton organdy. Mm-hmm. Now, her bodice is
Do
lined.
Do you feel how heavy this yes. is, though? And this is a small skirt in scale to yes. some of those other things. There's not a big lining, you know, there's only one lining in it, not two or three. It's lightweight silk, not heavy satin. It's a silk satin, but it's not a heavy polyester. So think about how heavy this dress is.
I wonder if we should weigh that.
Let's weigh that.
I should weigh the skirt. I mean, I'm going to write that down.
I'm thinking it's like, I don't know, 6-8 pounds maybe?
Yeah, something. I was going to say at five at least.
At least a gallon of milk or more.
Yes.
I don't know.
And like mom said, this isn't a super heavy dress. And I think that why mom's bringing that up is this is one reason to make a, if you want a strapless or you want a corseted top or something like that, that's why it's nice to make it a two-piece. But more right. on that in our, we're just going to have like a complain about strapless dress episode is what we're going to do.
Well, and actually I made this strapless and at the last minute she said, of course, everything was at the last minute. This is Hillary.
I'm not feeling so bad about myself anymore.
She said, I think I want straps.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. But I want beaded straps. You know, and I'm like, okay, so now I have to sit down and bead straps.
Yeah.
I actually had this in my stash, and I don't know why.
Okay, so okay? Mom didn't have to hand bead straps.
No, I did hand put a ribbon on the back of this trim. So that's, it was that's some like, sort of beaded trim
I mean,
that
that's like got to be home deck trim or something. I don't know. Well, I guess it could go on a...
I don't know. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
It's seed beads and baguettes.
Bugles.
I'm uh-huh. sorry. I couldn't bugles baguettes. Yeah, and... You know, she was so happy that she didn't have to worry about pulling up a dress or, and you know, this is fitted perfectly to her. It would not have come down. But
no.
She's also a busty girl.
So we were dealing with.
You know, I think she was more worried about bending over.
Right.
Than it falling down. And there, you have to think of the element of you are bending over.
Yeah.
And you're bending over when you greet people at the table, and you're bending over. Mm-hmm. And I've seen boobalicious come right out,
That's
you know,
right.
at those reception tables.
That's right. Yep. The straps are beautiful. They look great on her. I mean, honestly.
It really was. I was so afraid when she said that it would detract because we had not made the dress for straps.
Uh-huh.
And it came together. It really did.
One story I remember from the construction process of this dress is when you had the corset. Were Hillary and Josh lived with you?
No, they were here for like, what, a week between like having their
house
and
not. Yeah,
right.
It was like they.
Like
yeah.
the week of the wedding, they were here.
Yes, they lived in. So you.
They lived with
this,
you too. You lived here
right,
too.
Right, I lived here too. Yeah, they lived in like.
They
my,
were actually sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, they were
we
in
did
my
not
own.
Have a bed because the. Like, the bed they were going to have was on the way to their house. I don't remember, but they did not have a bed.
They were in my old small room, and I had taken over Hillary's big room, and they had to sleep in my old small room, and I got my big room. Okay, so that was kind of funny, you know, and I'm 12 or whatever. And so this dress was up here in the studio, and you had it covered often so that Josh wouldn't be able to see it.
Right.
In case he
right.
came upstairs. But then I remember Jerry coming up here and being like, wow, that thing stands up on its own. Like, it was...
You're right.
It, you know, when you laid the right. corset, or the top, you know, quote, flat, it does not lay flat.
That's
because
right. It has breast.
It is three-dimensional, yes. you know. So it really was made to fit her shape.
Okay.
Both Hillary and Lindsay, you know, came into this world with... these hourglass
bosoms of their own.
Well, and yeah. these hourglass figures too, with the natural right. taper of the waist and everything. And I'm just jealous, you know. I don't have.
You're a little more square. So
I
to speak.
Am. I am. Yeah. I'm a rectangle. I don't have a large bust. I don't have a very tapered waist.
No, either. No, you don't.
Even yeah. when I'm, you know, like
buff.
What do I want to say? At my fighting weight or something. You know, that's not my body shape. And I'll just say it. I'm just jealous. I would, that'd be cool, you know.
And to have Hillary got to be tall, too.
Yeah, and Hillary's tall. Yeah. So my sisters know this, and I'm not saying that I think everybody should want to be this way or that this is the only way to be, but, like, I would have taken it, you know. I would have loved to be you know, an hourglass shape like them. And Lindsay has perfect turnout.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
So there's me being jealous of my sisters. I know they're jealous of me for some reason.
Okay, so should we tell the debacle about the skirt and the train?
Yes. Okay. Go. I want that to be shared.
I've been known to make any seam match up with any seam.
That's right.
I am just a freaking wizard, right?
Yep.
So I put the skirt together. And the train is the last thing I'm putting together because, that's where actually the zipper went, the invisible zipper. So, like,
yeah, that
was
one
of the last
panel.
Things uh-huh. I kind of did. And I was like, man, this is going together. I'm almost done. Man, I can't. This is. And I lift it up and I have the train and the dress upside down. So the train is coming out of the waistline.
Well, now it makes sense. If you
it's the same size.
It's the same size seam, but yeah, you just.
But how did I do that?
But then didn't you like, you took it out.
So I took it out. And then I did it again. Now I have to tell you all, by this time I have made 12 dresses for this wedding, including my own.
Yes.
Okay. I made my wife-in-law's dress. That's what I call my former husband's wife,
Hillary and Lindsay's
stepmother.
Yeah.
I call my wife-in-law
Roberta, in case she's listening.
And Roberta, okay, this is not an easy thing either. Okay, if Mallory wants to talk about body envy, okay, Roberta is 6'1".
Roberta
was Miss Tall International.
Yes.
And I am Miss Short Nothing. Okay.
Mom's like 5 foot and change, right?
And I mentioned to her, I said, would you consider like not wearing heels the day of the wedding? Because she and I walked up the aisle together,
right
as mothers. And she said, oh no, I'm just strapping big juice cans on your feet. So anyway, I walked up as this diminutive little bitty thing next to Roberta in this beautiful silk dupioni gown I made her.
Yeah, you were both in silk dupioni.
Right.
And Roberta, she's statuesque and...
Yeah, she's very pretty, very attractive.
Well, you both are beautiful. You know, yeah, it didn't look silly. It just looked like...
Yeah, I looked like her, like, child.
But you were both beautiful. Hey, how many dresses did you have to make for my wedding?
Two.
Oh, okay. No.
yours and Catherine's.
That's right.
And you didn't even know what Catherine's looked like till I made it.
Not
like, you had no idea. And I did make it out of the same fabric
I didn't
yours.
Give a, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, the bodice, I think we've kind of covered everything in terms of embellishment and shape of the dress and construction technique here. I don't know.
I mean, the bodice I could talk about for a long time.
Well, let's save that for the zine then.
Yes.
Okay, those details.
Because there's boning. There's cotton organdy. There's another layer of cotton.
Let's share this one thing about the bodice.
You want to share the inside?
And I think we may have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. We've talked about a couple of these things before, but... This is really fun. I'm opening up the bodice right now. And this is lined with cotton organdy.
Yes, it is.
So not only...
It's interfaced with cotton organdy. It is lined with the cotton damask, the same as yours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The cotton organdy is on the thing I think we're going to talk about. Is that correct?
You are, of course, right. And I'm having trouble unhooking this because the hooks and eyes are backwards.
Before... In fact, I did this... For all the garments I made. Why
now,
did I
do this?
You didn't
do this for mine.
Yeah. No, but I did it. There's no place to put it in
here. There's
no place
to put it in mine,
But I did it on all the bridesmaids' dresses in this.
In this wedding, yeah.
So anyway, I have this idea, you know, that... So I get a hold of my wife-in-law and I said, you know, I'm making this dress and I have the opportunity that we could put a message inside the dress for Hillary.
Uh-huh.
And this would be from all four parents.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I think I like that idea. Oh, Michael will go along with it. I go, well, you and I will probably have to write it, you know.
Right.
So actually we did. We wrote it at Hillary's college graduation. We were sitting.
You and Roberta.
Yeah. We were sitting in the auditorium together writing this, you know. It was, like I said, 6 weeks before she got married or whatever. And it wasn't 6 weeks. It was less than that.
Yeah.
It might have been like a month. But anyway, so we wrote this message to her. I embroidered it onto a piece of cotton organdy with my embroidery machine, because I would have not done this by hand. I would not have had time. And then I placed it into the bodice of the dress. Now, if you do this, I learned this because I used to do this with their performance dresses. I would put a little message inside their dress.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite things to do with an embroidery machine. And I did this for Hillary one time with a performance dress, and I did not tell her the message was in there, and I was not there. And apparently she read the message and got cried and carried on, and they had to calm her down before she could
Hillary's
perform.
A crier.
Yeah.
She's a crier.
So we showed this to her the night before the wedding.
Yeah. And so I'm open. I think we've talked about this before. I'm getting deja vu. Are you?
Deja vu
again. Are you getting deja vu? Okay.
No, so, I think we've mentioned it.
Okay. It says 6 July 2002. May the joy you experience today be as wonderful as the joy you have given us. We hope this joy to be everlasting. And it says Dad and Roberta, Jerry and Mom. Oh, you put their names first.
How nice of you.
You know. So
even though I had to walk up the aisle with someone that was 14 inches taller than me.
No, so you embroidered it on this cotton organdy. There's a scallop edge around it in the same thread that is used on the calla lilies on the outside.
Right.
And then it is tacked to that cotton damask lining, which, you know, until today, I didn't know that we had the same lining fabrics in our dress.
Oh, I'm sure I did that purposefully for some sort of heirloom effect.
There you go. Sure. No, it really is kind of interesting. I mean, I think people will find these podcasts interesting, but for me, on a personal level, you know, this is sort of like, you know, the projects where people like interview their parents and
You weren't big into how I was sewing Hillary's wedding dress when you were 12.
No, I was not.
You just wanted the holographic heels, remember?
That's right.
We let her wear heels in the wedding, and she picks out silver.
She told me to be silver.
They were supposed to be silver. Everybody was supposed to wear a silver shoe or sandal. That's what we told them. They could pick what they wanted, so everybody would. And she picks out, like, these 3-inch holographic.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
So they're like reflective silver leather, you know, like pleather, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And
yeah, most animals aren't holographic.
Right.
And,
it's from the holographic naga.
Yeah.
Is what it's from. So they, they're big chunky heels. This is 2002. So we're still in the chunky heel era a little bit, you know, for those shoes. So yeah, if you want in-depth construction pictures of this dress with some explanations of what ZD did, I was going to say what we did, what ZD did on these dresses, then go to sewhere.com/zine, or you can join up, become a member, become a Backstitch or Zigzag member to get it automatically delivered to your profile on sewhere.com by going to sewhere.com/membership. And Mom, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.